All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 this morning, and this morning we're going to be hearing, this is our second show inspired by the television show Vinyl, which has been tearing up the airwaves, as it were. This is the HBO show with Bobby Cannavale. It's Terrence Winter and also Scorsese and Mick Jagger also involved, so it's all about the music industry from the in the early 70s. So it's a lot really about rock music, popular music. A lot of it's based on the blues. And so last week's episode was sort of restating that theme, which was kind of interesting because it was like kind of this proto-punk group sort of trying to write new material, and they took their basis, their inspiration from a blues song that worked off the basic chord progression EAB. So there's a bunch of blues stuff we're going to play this morning. Also some other stuff that's played that was played in the show, some rock, folk, and some pop stuff that I'm not really that familiar with, seeing as how it was the early 70s. So we're sort of going to look at things that way. So what does that mean? That means I've got Willie Dixon, also Bobby Blue Bland, Lightnin' Hopkins, but also some other stuff from like Bob Marley. And also we're going to hear Conway Twitty, who recently passed away. And must have been a coincidence, obviously. He passed away like 2 weeks ago. I'm sure this show was done like maybe, I don't know, several weeks ago or maybe months ago. So anyway, that's kind of serendipitous, I suppose. But let's move on and let's start off with something that was played during a song that was played during the opening sequence. This is going to be Here Comes the Sun from the Beatles' Abbey Road, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
It's all right, little darling. It's was looking for my love, but all I saw was rain. Rain, rain, rain. Why don't you go away? 'Cause I have enough trouble to last me all this day. So when my baby didn't call, I was blue as I could be. So I went to Ziggy Joe's, but that wine couldn't help poor me. So I called my baby, told her to hurry home. Now my shade's all drawn and my baby's in my arms. Now they tell me it's raining, all I hear. Let it rain, let it storm, it'll be music to my ears. Well, rain, 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 you can stay another day with my baby and mom.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. Someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only make-believe. My dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. Is that someday you care? My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, and my schemes. You are my every dream, but it's only make believe. Adios and not goodbye.
That's El Martino, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, with Spanish Eyes. And we're playing music from the television show Vinyl. It's been a great show so far. There's only two episodes left. A lot of good music referenced. A lot of stuff that you wouldn't normally hear. It's not just like a series of, you know, modern artists doing songs from the day, which maybe would have made it a little more marketable if there was like Lady Gaga and stuff doing songs from that era on like some kind of a soundtrack. What they're doing is they're releasing songs every week in prep for the show, and this next track is one of those songs released in anticipation of tonight's show. This is Charlie Wilson, Love I Want You Back. This is an artist I've played before on the show. I think he has a song called The Snake. We played that a number of times. I think he came up during, actually, I think it came up during the Public Enemy and Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back show. There was some stuff, some hooks or some parts from that song that were used by P.E., so we're going back to his catalog, Love, I Want You Back, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah! back now. Get it, get it from the side. Get it, get it all around. Oh yeah. Now don't be half stepping. Catch his blessings, it's true. Get it from the back.
right, there you go. Focus with Hocus Pocus. And apparently that's the one artist at the time of the show was aired, at the time of the last episode, that was climbing the charts with that song, Hocus Pocus, which is basically a ridiculous song, if you ask me. It's like 5.5 minutes of just this long jam with the silly yodeling vocals and kind of a throwaway, if you ask me. A novelty act, really. They don't even have any actual lyrics, just lots of sounds. So anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. Anyway, before that, the Triplet Twins with Get It. And Royal Blood, that's actually a new band, which I didn't realize at the time. Where Are You Now is the name of that track. It's a song that sounds like it could have come from the 70s, so I suppose that's one of the exceptions. What I was saying before is that they should have had, or they could have had, like pop stars doing all these songs or different versions of them. That probably would have made the show a little more popular. Charlie Wilson, I Love, I Want You Back, starting off the set. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We're having a show devoted to vinyl. The television program, it's doing relatively well. I think it has been renewed for a new season, although no Terrence Winter in the new season. I saw that today or yesterday. Probably not a good thing. But we're going to move on. Up next, Tower of Power. And this is the song, What Is Hip? 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
You have Well, you got something that I sure do like, and that's that black Cadillac. That black Cadillac in the morning. Yeah, that black Cadillac, baby. That's what I like. Pretty, kind of like a fold, but it may no difference. It sure can get over the road. That black Cadillac, that black Cadillac this morning. Yeah, that black Cadillac, God knows I ain't lying. Riding your black Cadillac this morning, baby. Yeah, this morning I wanna ride in your black Cadillac and be satisfied.
There we go, Lightnin' Hopkins, 1,000 Points of Lights, WMFO, and this is our show devoted to vinyl, second such show devoted to vinyl. Lightnin' Hopkins, that was Black Cadillac, before that Bob Marley with Kinky Reggae from the Catch a Fire record. Prior to that, James Gang with Funk 49 from the James Gang Rides Again. You know, I wasn't really that familiar with James Gang, I have to say. I did not know that Joe Walsh was in that band, Joe Walsh from the Eagles. Isaac Hayes, of course, only in 1,000 Points of Light would we play all 9 minutes and 48 seconds of a hyperbolic, syllabic, sesquidaily mystic from Hot Buttered Soul, but great record that is, excuse me, and Tower of Power, What Is Hip, started things off. That's actually from the collection of songs that were released in addition or in anticipation of the next episode. So I guess that'll feature prominently in the episode tonight or at some point. You'll hear it maybe in the credits, I don't know. Anyway, so that's the deal. We're paying tribute, or at least trying to stay pace with the show Vinyl on HBO, and I've been enjoying it. I mean, it's not like the most amazing show I've ever seen, but it is kind of fun to watch. I think that's sort of what they're getting at. There's been much difference of opinion.